All right, with another postseason interview, talking now with Newburyport High School football coach Ben Smolsky. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Yeah, thanks, Rick, for having me. Appreciate it.
I'm just looking at some of Max Cirullo's articles here in the Newburyport Daily News, and such a crashing end to the season, a disappointing end. You guys, you had some really good moments this year and a lot of positive, but tell me a little bit about the last couple of weeks, because you were rolling along, getting ready to play, and then everything had to get shut down.
Yeah, no, it was too bad it happened that way, and not how we wanted the season to end, but, after it sunk in over the vacation week and meeting with the team, it was a virtual meeting, in talking to some of the kids since we've been back in school, the perspective of the seniors is they're happy that they had the opportunity to play football this year.
That's
for
great.
The most part. There'll be no closure. It'll be very difficult to get closure, but they're making the best of the situation, is the best way to put it.
I think this is an amazing moment in history for our kids. And, looking back on this is going to be something as they grow older. And I think they're going to have very pleasant memories from this. It's going to be a good thing because you were able to get them good moments on the field. You were able to get them together, as a team and have a team outlook and make goals and so on. And I'm sure you achieved some of those goals. But what was it? Triton also got shut down, and we saw schools all over the North Shore. So not an unusual occurrence. That's the bad news, but the good news is that it did protect kids that way. As strange as it may sound, it prevented further outbreaks and people stayed safe.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, especially the nursing staff at Newburyport High School, just working with them and trying to figure out the contact, close contact,
yeah,
going through that. they put in countless hours. That Monday, it was a Monday before vacation, we found out one of my kids had it, mm-hmm, helping them out throughout the day. They put a lot of time in, and, it definitely keeps the kids safe with the way they do we do the pool testing every Tuesday for the athletes, so mm-hmm, that helped out a lot as well.
Well, before we look forward, just again looking back, I'm sure that over the rest of the spring and summertime, when you start to get ready for camp and all that other stuff, maybe the 7-on-7s or August, there's going to be less worry about this, I think. You're going to be able to, as a coach and as an educator, focus more on the goals of athletics or academics.
Yeah, I hope that's the case. It seems like that is based off of the new guidance that Governor Baker has put out. Looking at some of the dates, especially the August 1st, where they're talking about, opening up venues 100%. So hopefully we don't have to deal with this as much come August.
That'll be great. Now, tell me a little bit about the accomplishments on the field, Ben, because you had some really good moments. The kids had some great performances, and I'm sure you achieved quite a few of your goals.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was a good ride. For the most part, other than the Ipswich game, we were always in every game. We finished with 3 wins. Got to play against minus Amesbury, playing Pawtucket, Triton, and Ipswich, we consider those river rivals, so we got to play against them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just I think the whole team grew throughout this whole situation and really enjoyed their time together more than anything. We were fortunate to have, 5 kids named to the KPN League, all league, three linemen, Zach Wilson, Jack Roper, and John Donovan, and our quarterback, Finn Sullivan, he almost had 1,000 yards in 5 games.
Wow.
That's in the air in rushing. And then Trevor Ward, who also, he got offensive player of the KPN League as well, which was a good achievement for him, and John Donovan got co-offensive lineman, which is good as well.
That's awesome, and that's I haven't seen that, so that I appreciate the information and congratulations. How many seniors do you have?
We had 18 going in, and then with all of the, we had a lot of kids, 18 that were there for, say, 4 years or
mm-hmm,
2 years. We had 26 altogether. We had some kids play football for the first time, mm-hmm, or come back for their senior year. We had a lot of soccer players based off of playing football in the spring. They were able to come out. We actually had a kid, Andrew Goodwin, who came out, who's never played football, and ended up being our field goal kicker, and he did really well.
I was going to ask if you have a place kicker now.
Yeah, we did. So, I mean, we actually, and then we had a backup soccer, another soccer player too. In the last game, we let both of them kick PATs, so they both scored points, which was nice.
That's great. That is great. And, you know, I'm wondering, is there a player or two, and you know, you can mention names or not mention names, but I'm sure in a short period of time like that, it's tough to see or measure progress, player by player, I'm sure. But I'm sure you also have a player or two who maybe, just kind of really, moved up beyond expectations in that short amount of time. And maybe you had more than one of them, but, and then I say, you don't have to mention names. You can if you want to, but, did you see progress like that?
Yeah, I mean, in general, one of our big losses this year was John Donovan on the line. He played left tackle. Then we lost our center, Brady Ford. He moved to center, and then he got injured in the Ipswich game. I can say names because he earned it. Mike mm-hmm. Tilley, you know, he was a backup linebacker, backup offensive lineman. We moved him from H-back to line this year just because he just has that motor, and he stepped up and played center the last couple games and did well. So that was good to see him. It was good to see moving his position and then him having success in that position as well. You know, other than that, I mean, it was just good to see a lot of, you know, some of those underclassmen and some of those seniors that came out for the first time, you know, able to develop. We had some surprises with seniors. Kid Andrew Cullen, I believe we talked about before, mm-hmm. who's a golf player.
Yeah.
And, you know, and just all around, you know, we have Cole Jones. He works hard every day. He was a contributor in special teams. You know, he was stuck behind some stiff competition with a senior defensive backfield, but he'll definitely do some great things for us next year. I mean, but it's all across the board, you know.
You know,
a lot of steps forward.
I know how much you guys as coaches across the region work to have the kids have a successful season no matter what, to be safe, to get out there and have some fun. But you know, Ben, I got to feel the way you're talking to me right now, I think you had some fun there despite all the stress and the late hours and figuring this out and that. It sounds like you had some fun with your kids between the lines.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, before practice, after practice, you know, what I was about to say, I could kind of fix what I was going to say a little bit, but, you know, when you're planning and you're getting stressed out making sure you're following those protocols, but the bottom line is when practice starts and practice and, in between beginning and end of practice, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be able to have the opportunity to coach your kids, and just coach the game and, you know, compete during the games with the kids is in the coaching staff is just, it was great to have after, over a year. Having football in your life for over a year is a long time, you know.
So. I believe it, man. Yeah. I'm looking at spring sports right now and I'm looking at the dates and we haven't talked spring sports in 2 years. And it's like same thing with football. And I know that, I think everyone has gained a greater appreciation for the things that we used to take for granted. And it's a thing these kids had to learn very early on. So I know that they appreciated getting out there. What's next now for Newburyport football, Ben, with, you know, football right around the corner in about 12 or 14 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, we're still trying to close up this season, planning. It's not going to be a banquet, but we have a get together with the coaches and the team one last time. We have awards. We, will unveil our, captains. And stuff like that. We voted. We had them apply, and we're still going through the process, counting the vote and the coaches' vote, and trying to set up some interviews with the candidates and figure that out. And you know, we want to get the seniors. We just want to have the seniors and the coaches kind of meet on the field one last time because they didn't really get to have that closure to meet with those to see their coaches one last time. Because not all of them are in the building. Some are one's in Lawrence, one's in Saugus, so. They'll, and some guys aren't in the school system, so it'll be good for them to see them one last time. But, you know, it is going to come fast. We scheduled Masco. We're going to open up with Masco, so we'll start preparing for them. And, we're looking forward to the season there, but, you know, need to kind of tie up some loose ends and, get a good goodbye for the seniors as well.
Gotcha. Sounds great. Well, you know, congratulations, Coach. I know it wasn't the outcome you wanted, but man, it was probably better than we might have expected. So, again, congratulations. The kids had fun. You got a good record and something to look forward to. And if I'll be calling you soon again.
Yeah, I know, definitely. No, I mean, I think more than anything, I think the kids learned it, coaches learned it, and I guess something that always comes up is never take anything for granted. So.
And now we know about that, what it means. Hey, Ben, thank you. Take care of the little one, and we'll talk later.
Yep, take care, Rick.
Thank you, Coach. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Ben Smolsky, who is the Newburyport High School football coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.